Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm journalist James Jennings. I'm here once again with renowned psychic medium Katarina Legato. Hello.
Hello, James.
This is exciting.
Very exciting. I'm so excited.
We've picked a really stunning location today. So we're at Duntry League in Orange, New South Wales. It's a heritage listed mansion that was built in 1876 by a guy called James Dalton. Now, James and his wife Margaret lived here with their 12 children. That's a lot of
kids.
They
were a very busy couple.
They were very busy.
Very busy.
Very busy.
There wasn't television back in those days.
Exactly. What would have kept them occupied? So anyway, 12 kids running around this joint. Now, James passed away in 1919. Duntry League kind of like swapped hands of a few people after that period of time. Mm. The big notable thing that happened was in World War II, it was a convalescent hospital for returning wounded soldiers. So they would come here to recover. So that happened up until about 1945. And then after that, Orange Golf Club bought it and turned it into a guest house. And that's what it is now. Now, I worked here 25 years ago, Kat, would you believe?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Long time.
It's a long time.
It is a long time. And I heard stories from staff members back then about paranormal stuff that would happen in the guest house. Stories about guests getting freaked out in the middle of the night, running out, sleeping in their car, people seeing ghostly figures in their room, like really freaky stuff. Mm. Now, I contacted the manager here, and 25 years later, they still get those stories. There are still stories about paranormal, bump in the night, spooky stuff that is going on.
Bet.
So I thought, what a great spot for Katarina and I to come and check out and see what's going on. Are you ready to do this?
I'm absolutely ready.
What's your vibe? What are you feeling
My vibe is there's quite a bit going on inside. There's like I can feel joyful energies and I can also feel sadness. I'm kind of seeing the soldiers and, you know, walking the grounds, they're wounded, they're healing, they're just trying to kind of recover from everything they've been through. Mm. But I also see like horses and we're coming with the carriages and all the beautiful, glamorous women all dressed and arriving for the ball. And it's just, there's, you've got a bit of everything going on here.
Exactly. The place
is quite interesting. Yeah. Yes.
The history is long and rich here. So
very much so.
What we're going to do is basically go inside. Katarina's going to tune in and we're going to see just how many guests are staying at Duntry League that most people can't see. Are we ready to do
this? Let's do it. Yes.
All I've got to say is I'm happy I'm doing this with Kat and not myself.
We'll be fine.
All right. Let's head in.
Let's head in.
Let's step in through the doorway into this very magnificent, I guess, hallway greeting space. But the Daltons would have greeted all their guests here, and it's quite a grand little entrance, isn't it? Beautiful
very
tiles.
Very much beautiful.
High ceilings, beautiful wooden staircase. What's your feeling from stepping inside
Extremely
here?
Extremely, very grand, a very proud man, so proud of his home. I just feel like he put so much of himself into this home and like the architecture and planning of it and the building of it. I feel like his heart, his soul still here. He's very grounded here, very, this is my home, so proud.
It's a magnificent building, heritage listed mansion. And I mean, in terms of like, if there are presences in the building, what's your feeling so far?
There's a very much a combination of different vibes I'm getting in this home. Like I feel the actual family that lived here and the like James, the owner, very proud, very strong, and this feeling of family, of laughter, of children. But then I also feel that this then became some sort of I wouldn't say a hospital, but somewhere where obviously in World War II they took in the soldiers, and I feel the pain, the agony, the loss, a sense of death, of passing away and despair.
So there's a real mixture of energies. There's this sort of, you know, from happiness and proud to it then became this place of where it harboured all these injured men and the nurses. And I don't know, I feel like there were also some nuns, I feel, that were taking care of the injured soldiers and the wounded men. I feel like there was a lot of fretting and, you know, so busy all the time, running on their feet, taking care of all the injured soldiers. Mm-hmm. So there's that undertone also in here. So it's like there's two realities going on at the same time.
Right, right. That's a lot going on. And staff who work here, the cleaners and various other staff, have reported some very obvious ghostly things have happened. People have seen a ghostly figure of a woman here. People have seen glasses move, TVs turn on their own, doors close and lock on their own. So there is probably a lot of things up these stairs that are waiting for us. I'm lucky, or maybe unlucky, some could say, to have the master key. So we can pretty much get into every room here and find out who or what's inside.
Yes.
You ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Before we set off to explore the dark, creepy corners of the mansion, I sat down with Duntry League General Manager Michelle Carroll to ask her about the many paranormal incidents that have been witnessed by both staff and guests at Duntry League.
Now, you've worked at Duntry League for a while, yeah?
Yes, I'll be 10 years in March this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you feel a bit of an attachment to Duntry League?
I certainly do, yeah. Very much so, yeah.
Now, since you've worked here for 10 years, have you heard the paranormal stories that go on in Duntry League?
Yes, I've heard from staff members, especially our cleaning staff, and also guests have some stories to tell us when they check out of a morning.
Right. What, do you remember the first time you heard a story? Like, when's the first time you heard someone tell you about this, and what was your reaction?
It was quite early on when I first started, because I was quite interested in the mansion itself and the history and everything. So it was very early, and I remember they were checking out at reception and I started to hear this story, and I thought, oh. So I got up and it was all about the children running around the guest house and up and down the staircases.
Tell us a bit about that.
So specifically, there was one couple that were the only ones here in the guest house one night. Mm-hmm. They came down the next morning and were complaining about all these children that were running around all night up the staircase and around the corridors. And we went, you were the only ones here last night.
Wow.
So they were quite taken aback by that.
And tell me about some of the other stories that you've heard from. Let's talk about maybe some of the workers here, some of the people who work here.
Yes, so we have a staff member, one of the office staff members actually, not so long ago, when we were locked down completely. She went up to room 7.
Mm-hmm.
And the back balcony doors were open. Mm-hmm. She went to close them and they closed themselves and the actual latch latched over on its own. So she hightailed it out of there.
Now, let's talk a bit about room 9, because you were telling me earlier that there's quite a bit of activity and reports from there. So tell me about that.
Yeah. So we've had guests report back that while they're sleeping at night, they can feel someone sit on the bed and sometimes lie on the bed next to them.
Wow.
We have a gentleman that comes regularly for work, and he actually requests to be in that room as well. He gets quite a comfort from that, I guess. But
wow.
Yeah, but quite a few guests have said that they felt something sit, or the pressure on the bed in room 9. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. How interesting that, you know, there are people who seek out that kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm.
I guess if you get lonely,
true,
you know, you've got to take what you can get. And what about some other stories? You mentioned off camera earlier something about a glass.
Yeah, so room 6, one of our cleaners, housekeepers, she'd only been here 2 days and she was in room 6 and a glass on the table moved across the table. But she's fine with that. She's quite in tune with that sort of thing. So she quite enjoys and gets feels comfortable with anything that happens. Yeah.
Didn't spook her?
No, not at all. No. She's very, very happy for those sort of things to happen to her.
Right. Mm. And any other sort of quite notable stories that you've heard since you've been here?
We've had stories of kettles at night time just turning on in the middle of the night. In room 2, We've had a lady say that she saw an actual vision or an outline of a lady in a white dress.
Mm.
Mm. And just also just creaks and all night.
So tell me, do you get any particular feelings when you come into Duntry League yourself?
I do. I get sort of like a tingling feeling when I come into the actual mansion itself. I haven't experienced anything specifically that's scared me completely. But, yeah, there's definitely a feeling, a tingling.
Not long after our chat with Michelle, odd things began to happen. While we were in the lobby, a strong smell of cigar smoke came from nowhere, followed by a door opening and slamming shut, all on its own.
All right, Kat, so we both got a bit of a smell of cigar smoke.
Yeah, James.
That's James Dorman.
Yeah, I believe. I feel like he's not happy that we're kind of visiting. It's like, this is my home and what are you doing here kind of thing.
Do you think he was slamming the door?
Well, he's about to slam it again and that's him. So I think we just need to reassure him that we're here to visit. Again, I'm not here to encourage you to go home, James. That's completely up to you. We're just here to enlighten people and share your beautiful home and share this wonderful experience. So hopefully you're going to just calm down
a bit
and not feel so upset at us.
He's worried we're here to evict him. And
Because of the nature of the work that I do, because I've been doing this for 30 years, when I go into a haunted environment, I usually am always there to help the souls to cross over.
Yeah.
I'm not into using spirits for entertainment like a lot of these places are doing spirit tours and that. I think that that's really mean. When I go to a home or an environment that people call me to, it's to help these souls cross over.
Yeah.
So he's obviously feeling that I'm a threat to him. So I'm just going to let him chill.
The door's opening again.
And
it's going the opposite way.
Tell him that it's okay, that we don't need to... you don't need to be concerned. Okay, that's him saying we can go in. This is him now saying, it's cool. I'm not here to help you to transition into the spirit world. This is your home and I totally respect it.
Okay.
So we're going to go upstairs now to see the rest of the home. Thank you. Thank you, James.
Okay.
I love these elaborate stairs.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm actually getting a weird sense of heaviness and nausea. Going up these stairs as well, it's a very odd.
That's the hospital, when it was a hospital.
Right.
I feel like that's kind of taking over.
It's a very, it feels very dense and kind of makes you feel a bit ill.
Sick, with injured soldiers and just feeling very sick in my stomach, like I feel like nauseous and vomiting and, you know, when you're in pain and fever, I feel like burning. There's a heat.
Yeah, no, it feels really strange.
Nauseating.
Nauseating is a good word for it.
Mm.
Oh, there's some really odd smells.
Yeah. This is what we're getting, like we're getting sort of the original reality of the grandeur and of a family home and then the hospital and the suffering and the pain. Oof.
There's a very heavy feeling.
It's very heavy and very sickly.
Yeah.
Like it just waves of sickness, fever, pain, infection.
Yeah.
Smell all the different disinfectants and.
Yeah, let's move out of this spot. I don't like it. It does not feel good at all. This room looks quite nice. This is a stained glass window that James Dalton got a papal knighthood.
Wow.
So this is to celebrate that.
I feel like this was like a little sitting room for his wife also. I feel like she would sit here and read her book and the sunlight would come in through the stained glass window and it was like this space that was quite serene and
just where a book and a cup of tea, like afternoon tea.
It's a beautiful spot for
it. It's very lovely. It was really warm, especially in winter, and the sun's beaming in. I feel like she still has sort of fond memories of this room. And it was just, yeah, you know, you have this little space in your home that you really enjoy. This was her quiet space.
Her little nook.
Her little nook, definitely.
Yeah.
And just sitting here on the lounges, two lovely ladies, they're giggling, two older women in spirit. And I feel like what they're telling me is that they used to come here when they were younger and when it was a hotel. Well, it still is a hotel, I'm sorry. And they would have like a weekend here. It was their girlfriend, girly weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, and now that they've passed away, they often return here to visit because it was one of their favourite places that they would. So they're here today. They like to be part of the video to express how much joy that they felt every time they came here and had their little holidays and catch up and got away from family and husbands and children. It was like, oh, it was all too much.
Right.
And we'd come here and put our feet up and play golf and have a wonderful time.
How fascinating.
Yes.
So basically in the spirit world, if people aren't ready to move on, they can actually, revisit places that give them happy memories from when they were alive? That's actually something that they can do?
They can, or when you are in the spirit world, even if where you've gone home properly, you will often think of special places, and it's like your essence, your memories, you find yourself reliving that moment.
Right.
So these two women aren't necessarily lost souls. I feel like they have crossed over, but they're reliving a memory.
Okay.
So they projected themselves here.
Right.
Their consciousness has projected themselves here in this room and on this lounge, and they're having a giggle and they're talking about the past and how they used to look forward to this. It was obviously something they did once a year and it was really special, and they used to get away from the family and just have a weekend of putting their feet up and playing a bit of golf. So they're just projecting back into what was once a part of their reality.
Right. Good way to get cheap accommodations, come and stay somewhere when you're dead.
That's right. Yeah. it's like this was just their happy place.
Okay, here we are in room 8. Oh, I just got like a really strong smell of perfume coming in here.
Yeah, absolutely. Powerful. Smell of rose and I feel like rose and jasmine.
That's really strong.
It's very strong. It's got that really kind of old worldly smell perfume when they've made perfumes from flowers. And yeah, it's like something that I feel this woman made. She made her own perfumes. I feel like it's like I see her and she's dressed in white and she's got this beautiful hat on and she's a very glamorous. Perhaps one of his daughters, I feel.
Okay.
And I feel like she was quite glamorous. And this perfume was like her mark. Everybody knew her by her perfume. So she loved perfume. It's almost like she's saying to me, I'd bathe in perfume. And so people knew her by her scent.
Right.
She was quite a, oh, I see, like she was the black sheep of the family.
Oh.
So she was she loved to seduce the men. That perfume, she knew she was beautiful. She is very beautiful.
Right.
Small, tiny waist.
Yeah.
This beautiful white dress and her skin's just so clear and just everything about her is so immaculate. And she wasn't at all interested in marrying, so she was always in trouble because she's saying to me her father always was trying to set her up with somebody and she just didn't want to be married.
Didn't want to be tied down.
Didn't want to be tied down. I feel like she's like, no, I just wanted to remain young and youthful and beautiful. And so I feel like she kind of ran away and went to live overseas. And she was very worldly and very wanting to explore life. She didn't want to be tied down. It's like I feel she's sort of saying to me she watched her mother have so many children and kind of everything that comes with having so many children. And she didn't want to lose her tiny waist. She's laughing. I didn't want to lose my tiny. But I feel like this was a, She this was like her room, and it's very, again, happy memories of where she'd come and choose her gown for the day and wear her perfume and off she'd go. She very social. She was always invited to parties and balls and functions. She was always, because she was so social, so much fun. So I feel like...
She sounds like a lot of fun.
I feel like she's been waiting to be part of this video today. I feel like she wanted to tell us all about her life and her travels. She travelled. I feel like she travelled into Europe, and I feel like she had all these men always sort of on their knees to her, but I don't feel she ever married. I feel like she perhaps died. I mean, back then too, you know, like it wasn't unusual to be dead by 50, kind of.
Yeah.
So I feel like...
Life expectancy was a lot shorter.
Yes. Yeah. So I feel like she probably got to somewhere around the 50s and just passed away.
Right.
I sort of feel like almost like pneumonia or something of that, like she passed of that.
Right.
But it's like she's saying, I had so much fun in my life.
Okay.
And she has no regrets.
Okay. That's a good attitude to have.
Mm. This was her fireplace where she'd sit and obviously light her fire, and all the servants would light her fire. Of course.
Gosh. Don't need to do it yourself. Jeez.
She's like, I didn't light my own fire. So, and she'd sit here and contemplate all her lovers.
Okay, wow, very interesting character.
Very interesting.
So she seems pretty happy. She's not
upset. A happy spirit, yes, and coming back and visiting again, projecting herself back into the memories of when she was young and when she started out.
Mm.
Yeah. But I feel her dad, she's saying, was always very worried about her because she was sort of a bit of a wild seed.
Right. So she went against the grain for the day.
Absolutely. Whereas I feel like the rest of the sisters got married and kind of did what they were raised to do. Whereas she never married.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, shall we get into another room and
see? Yeah, so that's what's happening here. And hence the perfume. I feel this is her gift. She's bringing us this gift of her beautiful scent.
Yeah, well, thanks for sharing. She sure made it a powerful smell.
Like, it's so powerful.
How can they conjure that? Because it's absolutely undeniable that you can smell it.
Yeah, it is.
How does that happen?
It's part of your memories. It's part of kind of what she's projecting in.
Right.
In her reality, she still smells her perfume. She's still in this beautiful dress. It must have been one of her favourite dresses.
Mm.
So she's brought her reality back here into this reality.
And she can share that with
and
us.
And share. Yeah, obviously we're picking up that scent. And and it meant a lot to her. It was like her signature scent.
Mm. Okay.
Mm.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, let's go check out another room and see what we find. So something really strange happened when we were in room 8, just before. Yeah. So, you know, you're talking about the girl with the perfume.
The flirty girl.
I actually felt her, I got this image in my mind shot in of like, she came up and kind of like tapped me and were like, hey, who are you? And it was in a very flirty kind of way.
She was very flirty.
And I was just kind of like, I didn't
say it at the time because I was too weirded out, but that just happened.
Yeah, of course, she fancied you. She loved the men, she loved the attention, and you didn't give her enough attention, so she's like...
That's actually how it felt. That's how it felt.
You not acknowledge my beauty?
Well, I don't have a girlfriend in real life, so maybe I can get a girlfriend in the...
You could take her home. She'd be easy to care with. And that beautiful perfume. Imagine people pay to buy those reeds to have scent through their homes. You'd have it naturally.
Nice.
Perfect. You've just found your soulmate. Put her in the back of the car on the way home.
Does that mean I get to inherit this mansion? Because the deal could be getting better by the minute.
You never know.
We'll have if we run into James Dalton somewhere, we'll have a chat.
Marriage potential husband.
Well, she didn't want to get married, but maybe I could be the man to change that. Who knows?
She's been waiting for you for hundreds of years, James.
This sounds like the beginning of a...
You could actually step into her reality.
Oh.
You could. Yeah, you could.
God.
You could time travel. Because the power of love would help you to time travel into her reality.
Wow, this doesn't sound like a movie, like Ghost with like, you know, I'm her Patrick Swayze.
And you could become her the husband she never had. Or she may come into your reality and be this invisible wife.
Wow. Well,
that could be interesting.
It could be interesting. Sounds like the beginning of a strange movie.
Oh, it's a very strange romance. So yeah. She could become part of your life. And
I've had weirder romances in life, Kat, so to be honest, it's probably not going to freak me out too much.
No. You could your ghost wife. You could introduce her to your friends. And
I like it.
They'd smell her, even if they couldn't see
her.
Yeah,
it's like she's here.
I think they would smell her.
Yeah, absolutely.
They would smell that beautiful perfume.
It was very nice.
She's giggling now. She'll come. She may be coming home with you tonight, James.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I didn't bargain for this.
She might get into bed with you tonight. keep her feet warm.
Oh, my God. Well, tonight's going to be possibly quite weird.
Very weird.
Yeah.
This is what happens sometimes. They will follow you home.
Right. Okay. Like a stray dog. Not that I'm calling her a stray dog.
If they feel attracted to you, they will follow you home.
Wow. Okay.
Well. Drawn to you, so...
I'm not sure if I have that much lure, animal magnetism, but who knows? Who knows, Kat?
We will have to
wait to see.
Call you in the morning and see how your night went.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's change the topic. We've stepped into, this is room 7, so let's focus in on room 7 and tell me what you can feel
and see. I feel very exhausted and tired in here. I'm sort of seeing... I'm seeing like quite a few beds lined up and wounded men. So I'm seeing more of the times of when this was a hospital. I feel like there were beds lined up and sometimes they'd come and sit out here to get some fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
Like the nurses would help them to come out.
Yeah.
I also feel like women, I can hear women crying, so... I'm sort of wondering if that was part of perhaps they came to reconnect with their loved ones, a soldier, a husband and that died or was really sick and wounded, because I'm hearing the wailing, crying, like despair, get well, don't leave me, don't go. It's that kind of, that's what I'm picking up in here.
Yeah.
So this was where obviously they would keep quite a few soldiers. And the wives would come or the girlfriends and visit, come and go, and they'd sit out here and take in some fresh air.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a very sad, also very sick, very painful.
Mm. Well, in this particular...
This trauma of war.
Yeah.
Hunger.
Yeah, isn't it interesting that, like, you can have, you know, a room over here which has a completely...
She's in her own reality then.
Yeah, and there's a different one going on over
here. There's a different reality here in one of the war times of...
Mm. And in this particular room, Michelle, the manager here, said that one of her colleagues was in here and this door closed itself and she witnessed the latch go over and lock snap shut.
Yes.
They don't want to be disturbed.
Yeah, and she tore out of here in terror.
For sure.
So things have happened in here.
Mm. Oh, very much. It's very present of the soldiers. Quite a few of them are still kind of laying here in that reality, still stuck in that time of when they were injured, of when they were trying to recover and, you know, holding on for dear life.
Yeah.
Not knowing if they were going to pull through.
Yeah, it is very tragic.
Very. So they often don't like to be disturbed. So when they have, you know, visitors and people, you know, coming to visit, it can be very disruptive.
Yeah. So next we're going to go to
room... The super haunted room. It's renowned for how haunted that room is.
Yeah, number 9. Apparently a lot of activity goes on in there. So let's go check out the feeling.
Let's check it out.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, so Katerina, we're in room 9. Michelle, the manager, has told us that this is one of the rooms that gets the most amount of paranormal activity. Mm. Lots of things have gone on in here. What's your feeling?
A lot of anger.
Okay.
There's definitely like an open portal in this corner above us, and I feel like there's a lot of spirit coming in and out, a lot of lost souls, because the anger just drawing in other angry spirits and angry souls. So it feels like this man is like just stomping, and I'm just so angry, and it's like I didn't want to be dead kind of thing, you know. I didn't want to die. I feel like he died of a heart attack.
Right.
And it was like...
He feels robbed.
Yeah, robbed of life, but robbed. I feel like he had money, he was wealthy, and it's like I don't want to be dead.
Right.
I don't want to be here. And it's like he doesn't like it when guests come and stay here. It's like, this is my space. How dare you come here?
Right.
Mm.
Right. So the reason why so many guests report weird things happening in this room.
It's his way of scaring them.
Right.
Getting them out.
Well, apparently it works.
Well, it would do. Yeah, I wouldn't sleep in here if they paid me to.
Yeah. Well, there are stories of people who've, like, perhaps this room... where they've left and gone and slept in their car the night. So this might be the room where that's...
He's definitely claiming this as his space.
His space.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I must say, compared to room 8, which felt very light and there was the perfume smell, here it does feel a lot heavier and denser.
Yeah,
and
angry.
Yeah.
And lots of spirits coming in and out. He's just drawing in other spirits, other angry spirits, lost spirits,
right,
just like him.
Right. Just in this space?
Very headachy. Yeah, this is like he's claiming this as his space. Mm. He's got his own reality happening in here, you know, right. His own thing. It's much more than just a room for him. We're seeing it in physical, in a physical dimension. It's just a room, but for him... It's almost like it transforms into a house, or some sort of, I feel like he may be a son, or perhaps he lived here after the James and all his family were finished. Perhaps he moved, he was a new owner.
Okay.
Not sure.
Right.
But I feel he was he wasn't as nice as James. This man was very angry and mean and nasty and...
Okay.
Materialistic, you know, so he could have been someone else who lived here is what I feel after the original family obviously died and passed away. So he may be someone, I think, who inherited this space.
I see.
And it's like, I think this was like his bedroom and, you know, it's like he just doesn't want people here. That's
right.
What he said, I just don't want people here. I don't know why they're coming here all the time. I don't want anybody here. This is my damn house. That's what he's saying.
Right. So it's basically, this is my space. Get out.
Yeah, pretty much.
He, in his mind, he owns this. This is his.
Yeah. Well, he did own it. I feel he did obviously own it at some stage. So he still sees this as his home.
Mm. So, Kat, what I find fascinating about what we've looked at today is that there seems to be different realities going on in different rooms. So it's not like, I mean, I guess when people think of haunted houses or hotels or whatever, they might think, oh, there's one or more ghosts, they're all aware of each other, they might have lived here in the past. But what I'm getting from today from you is that there's not only different ghosts here, but they're experiencing different realities in different rooms. it's a lot for people to get their heads around. I mean, I can kind of grasp it, but have I captured that right? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, every individual is living their own reality. So they're projecting their own reality into, as we saw in the different rooms in this hotel, for example. So it's like when we're here in our physical world, we are all experiencing our own reality. We hang out with certain people, we all have our own little reality going on within this huge reality that is, you know, the 3D reality. So it's the same once you die, especially if you haven't crossed over and moved on to higher realms, then what happens is that you keep re-experiencing your life and those memories of your life over and over again, and you're not even aware of anybody else. So you're not aware of anyone else's reality because you're busy with your own reality. Again, just like we're living our lives in this 3D, we're all living our own lives, and we're not often aware of someone else's reality. We're not often aware of what's happening with our neighbour or the neighbour, you know, next to the neighbour, because we've got our own thing happening in our home. So it's the same when you die. If you're not moving on and doing the work in spirit that we're meant to do, you can be stuck in a time zone. And so that can be an aspect of your life that you are stuck in. It's just like when people in 3D are just stuck and can't move forward. So they're stuck in a certain point of their lives, of their reality, and they just keep reliving it over and over again, unaware, until maybe a physical person comes through and kind of, you know, walks through them or walks into their reality, and it's like, who the hell are you? That's how the spirits look at it. Like, who are you? How dare you?
Or the intruders in their reality.
That's right. Yeah. And the best movie that I always tell people about is the one with Nicole Kidman, The Others. I think that best explains it. That movie is just amazing. It's so well captured of what it's like to be in spirit and what it's like to be in physical reality and all trying to share this same space.
I see. So the living essentially are giving them a kind of wake-up call, or they're snapping them out of the fact that they're not really experiencing their reality. Something else is going on as well. But because they're so anchored into their own reality, they don't like it when we intrude on that, and that's when sometimes I guess they get
because they're afraid. They're afraid. They're stuck. They're earthbound, and they're afraid.
So in a way, it's like this hotel is a collection of different memories.
Yes, and happy memories, sad memories, angry memories. You know, we had the soldiers and their weeping wives. So there's all these different realities going on within this building.
And can any of them choose to move on?
Of course. There's always help on the other side. There's always family members. There's, you know, spirit guides. There's always an opportunity to move on.
Do you think they're aware that they can move on if they wanted to?
Not necessarily. Again, if they're really stuck in their reality, like, for instance, that really angry man, heck, it would take a lot of work. I've come across spirits like that in people's homes, and it's a lot of work to finally move them on, to get them to calm down, to get them to kind of accept the light, to return to God, and that's a lot of hard work. Someone like that would be a lot of hard work.
Right.
Whereas others, you know, when I go to homes to cross over and help spirits to return home, there's always like, you know, if you look up, you'll see your mum, your dad, or even a pet will show up, someone that, and they feel safe. It's like, oh, then that love connection awakens, and oh, like, there's my mum, or there's my dog, or whoever, and the heart opens up. So once the heart opens up, the heart chakra opens up, then they're kind of connecting to their divine spark, and once that divine spark's activated, they know that they're safe to move into those higher dimensions.
Right. So if any of the spirits here, let's say, you know, it sounds like some don't want to move on, if any did want to move on, would they have the capability of letting you know that? Would they be able to, like, kind of let you know that that's what they require?
Yeah, but as we saw with door slamming and They feel really set here. They feel really comfortable for now. And who knows, that could change tomorrow.
Mm.
And I think that we have brought a lot of light here today. So we've also planted the seeds. We haven't officially crossed them over, but we've brought in some light. We've planted some seeds that I feel will grow. And they may awaken out of the hypnotic state that they're in to go, hey, I feel some light. I'm thinking different. I'm feeling different. And it might be enough
to shift them.
I always believe, you know, miracles happen. And sometimes unknowingly we can go past a spirit and our energy, our vibration just awakens them without us even knowing or doing anything.
Well, that's...
We all have the light, the spark of God within us. So it's, you know, we're walking past a spirit, we don't notice them, and that spark may activate their spark.
Interesting. Yeah, that's really interesting. And at the top of Duntree League, the top floor we're at right now, this is the perfect example. It's like there is a room to my right that feels very dark and I do not want to go in there. But right next to it, there is this beautiful light room that used to be, I believe, the chapel. So maybe let's go take a look in there, because it might be a good place to end our journey.
Yeah, it's a peaceful space.
Well, this room we're in right now has these big, beautiful arch windows with lots of sunlight, which is a nice contrast from some of the dark rooms downstairs, both dark in a literal and figurative sense. But out the window, we can kind of look out onto the beautiful gardens around Duntree League and the golf course. It's absolutely gorgeous.
It's stunning.
You know, if I was to stay in this hotel, I'd be wanting this room, I think.
I'd be definitely wanting this room or so.
Yeah. So, I don't know, I would say today's experience overall has been pretty bizarre. There's been slammed doors, there's been really weird smells that have come in, there's been feelings of nausea.
Yeah.
Rooms with really different energetic feelings. And I know that sounds a bit abstract, probably for some people to get their head around. They might think it's a bit airy-fairy, but you can feel it. Like, you know, when you step into a room that feels negative or dark or heavy, you know when something feels lighter and brighter and has a nice energy. And the bizarre thing about Duntree League is you get that experience. It varies from room to room.
Sure does. It's like every room has its own little sort of reality going on.
Yeah.
Set of spirits, and they're kind of reliving, rehashing their realities.
Mm. Is this something that you see quite regularly with haunted places, that there can be different realities coexisting, you know, almost like different layers of time kind of like smooshed on top of each other?
Yeah, compressed. Yeah, reality within a reality within a reality within a reality.
Yeah.
So it's about sort of, you know, clearing. Once you allow those spirits to return into the spirit realm, then those kind of realities start to dismantle.
Right.
And then it's a bit of like just clearing the energy, the footprint, you know, the energetic footprint that they've left behind.
I see.
See, this room was definitely, I feel, a chapel, because I feel like prayer and silence. I feel like communicating to God. And isn't it amazing through, you know, hundreds of years, how this presence of prayer, I can still feel the prayer, the desire, the communication with God. So it just goes to show how even 100 years or more can go by, but the essence, the energy of the past, the vibration, the frequency of the past will still remain.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Duntree League stands as an absolute monument to that being true, you know, in each different room.
So, but I feel like, you know, what was James's wife? I'm sorry, it slipped my mind.
James's wife was named Margaret.
No, Margaret. So I feel like she was quite a, you know, deeply religious woman, very much about, because I feel like this was her special, you know. But I feel she allowed many people, from the community to come here and pray. Mm. And, yeah, it was quite, I feel she held mass here, and yeah, a lot of
inclusive.
Yes, it wasn't just something that she kept for herself. I feel she shared the godliness and the holiness of this room, because it feels quite like a beautiful sacred space.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
It's kind of bit healing for both of us after what we've been through. I feel like we've gone through all this, these different realities, and it's been quite full on.
It actually has felt really full on. This is my first experience really going through a place like this. I mean, I know you've done it for decades and you're an expert at this, but for me, this was a really eye-opening experience. Like, I mean, I smelt the smells, I felt the feelings, and it was undeniable. So there's a lot for me to process after this. I mean, I'm glad I did it, but it helps me understand what you do a lot more. And, you know, and that's really fascinating. So I would say that if anyone at home is watching us or watching us from wherever you are, if you do want to have a night away with a potential supernatural experience, you probably, Duntry Leagues might be a
definitely,
good bet.
Definitely, yeah. You would definitely...
You'll definitely probably get something.
Have an experience in this hotel for sure.
Yeah. So this is going to be the first of probably many visits to haunted premises for us, which is exciting. We're going to go on a bit of a journey. For people who are watching at home, if you have suggestions of haunted places...
Or perhaps you live in a haunted house.
Perhaps you live in a haunted house and you would like us to come and visit, please comment, send us an email, let us know, and we will do our best to make that happen. As always, please like, subscribe, listen, watch. However way you can support us, please do. We love to do this for you, but your support helps us to keep going. And until the next time that we dip our toe into the supernatural, I guess this is goodbye.
Goodbye, and have an awesome day.
Indeed. Goodbye from Duntry League.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.